I'm Marco Werman, and you are tuned to The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. I want to admit something here. It is hard to do stories about Syrian refugees, and yet there are millions of them. We don't see them individually. We don't think of their names. We just know the sad fact that there are many of them. The situation feels so hopeless and unending and so far away. How do you keep people from tuning out? A group of journalists in a computer lab have an idea. Saul Gonzalez has our story.
Physically, I'm on the campus of the University of Southern California, standing in a computer lab overlooking the school's swimming pool.
Okay, so I'm going to put this on your head. Now I want you to move it around a little bit and adjust it. Can you adjust it with this hand and just sort of up and down a little bit till you can see as clearly as you need to see?
But when lab workers put a virtual reality headset over my eyes and ears, I'm transported to an intersection in the war-torn Syrian city of Aleppo, more than 7,000 miles away. As I walk around the lab in Los Angeles, I appear to walk around the Syrian intersection, passing three-dimensional storefronts and pedestrians, and listening to a child singing in the background. Then, something really bad happens.
Whoa. And an explosion just went off in this virtual, on this virtual Syrian street, and people are running. I look around me, the skies are clouded with dust, and people are screaming in the background. People are tending to the wounded, the sidewalks are splattered with blood.
I just had my first experience with what's called immersive journalism. That's where an event that's happened in the real world is meticulously recreated in the realm of virtual reality.
You just experienced this really extraordinary thing that happens when we are able to make you feel like you're present in another place. I mean, you know you're here. It's not like you've forgotten you're here, but it's extraordinary duality of presence.
Nani de la Peña, a former journalist and a PhD student in media arts, is the person behind what I've experienced, called Project Syria. She believes that recreating international news stories in virtual reality will give people a more visceral and personal connection to distant events in a way that the regular media can't.
I mean, Syria feels so far away for most people, but when you can actually put them on scene, I think that the impact is a lot stronger, and no longer is it just this thing that's happening at another Middle Eastern country. It becomes much more visceral, much more real.
De La Peña has also created a Syrian refugee camp in virtual reality. She says everything you experience in her projects is based on videos, photos, and sounds of real places and events recreated in the digital realm. Like the attack in Aleppo, Syria that I experienced.
I go out, find good stories, do my research, do my interviews. It's sort of verite virtuality.
When she takes off the virtual reality headset, Jesse Cohen, another visitor to this lab, says her mind had difficulties reconciling being in two places at once, here in L.A. and in the virtual Syria.
I think it's amazing. It's kind of beyond words. I mean, there is one sense that almost like my brain is fighting against allowing myself to fully be there. And there are elements that just feel very real. And then I think that there's a part of me that wanted to fight against that at the same time, because I know that it's not.
Some might see the virtual Syria project as a dressed-up video game, one that blurs the line between tragic news events and entertainment. And then there's the concern that virtual reality scenes could be created to twist news events, or even make up incidents that never happened, say to promote one side in a conflict. De La Peña shares those concerns.
Because sometimes the realism is so strong, people will be very willing to believe something to be true when it isn't. And so how do we give people the critical thinking necessary to experience these kind of things and understand when it is real and when it isn't? That's my bigger concern. How you get audiences to recognize, you know, what is propaganda and what is anchored in truth.
Looking ahead, De La Peña is planning on taking her virtual Syria project on the road, showing it off to cultural tastemakers at the Sundance Film Festival in January. For The World, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles.